to Colossians chapter 4 verse 2 and 3.
我们一起来看哥罗西书第四章第二和第三节。
Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with the attitude of thanksgiving.
你们要恒切祷告，在此警醒感恩。
Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open up to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mystery of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned.
也要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲基督的奥秘，我为此被捆锁。
That I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak.
叫我按着所该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
So we can turn to Ephesians. That similar prayer request was asked by Apostle Paul in the book of Ephesians chapter 6.
我们一起来看以弗所书，在这一本书里保罗也有同样的这样子的祷告。
Verse chapter 6 verse 18 and 19.
第六章第十八到十九节。
Also 20.
还有二十节。
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints.
靠着圣灵，随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦。为众圣徒祈求。
And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口讲明福音的奥秘。
For which I am an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it, I may speak boldly as I ought to speak.
我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者，并使我照着当尽的本分放胆讲论。
Let's have a word of prayer before we start sharing the message for today.
在讲信息之前，我们先有些祷告。
Father, we thank you for bringing us together before your throne.
父王，我们感谢你再次把我们召集在你自己的宝座面前。
We thank you because your great salvation, that through the blood of Lord Jesus, we can come to your presence.
我们感谢你，因为借着我们主耶稣基督的宝血，我们得着这浩大的救恩，来到你的面前。
On the day of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
在我们主复活的日子里。
You want all your children under the heaven and earth to come together in the name of the Lord, to hear him, to worship him.
你要所有属乎你的儿女，无论在天上在地上，都一同来到你自己的宝座面前，来感谢他，来敬拜他。
And to remember him.
来纪念他。
Whoever honored the Son, honored the Father.
所有敬拜我们神主的，就是敬拜我们的父。
Well, thank you so much. May you open our eyes so today we can see our Lord Jesus and Lord Jesus, your Son alone.
父，我们谢谢你，是你开了我们的眼睛，让我们看到主耶稣基督。而且单单的看见他。
And open our ears so can hear him, hear his voice.
开我们的耳朵，让我们听见他的话语。
Because at the end time, Father, you speak in your Son to us.
因为在这末世的时候，父，你借着你的儿子晓谕我们。
Father, we thank you. May you grant every one of us today.
父王，我们谢谢你，愿你赐给我们每一个。
A spirit of wisdom and revelation.
一个智慧和启示的灵。
So we can come in touch with this reality that you want to give to us.
所以我们可以来到你的面前来触摸你要赐给我们的这个属灵的实际。
Your word is the spirit.
你的话就是灵，就是生命。
We're here.To receive your word.
我们在这里等候接受你自己的话语。
May you grant us also faith so we can combine your word with the faith so that we can grow in the Lord.
也求你赐给我们信心，好叫我们用信心与你的话调和。
Able to be filled with the true knowledge of your will.
所以我们可以长大，而且我们里面能够有满足的认识你的知识。
In Jesus' holy precious name, we pray.
奉主耶稣圣洁宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's turn to this. Go back to Colossians, that our theme verse.
我们再回到哥罗西书、啊、这个我们读过的这个经节。
So we share upon this book of Colossians.
我们分享哥罗西这本书。
And we share that this is from the heart of Paul.
这是在保罗心中的祷告。
And he prayed that the Christians, God's children at Colossae, they will be filled with the true knowledge of God's will.
他在那里祷告，愿意在哥罗西的圣徒能够满心知道神的旨意。
So we see that even though they are all advanced in their walk.With the Lord.
感谢主，他们虽然与主同行，在这世上他们得着长进。
They have a faith, they have a love, and they have a hope.
他们有信，有望，有爱。
But Paul continued to pray for them.
但是保罗仍旧为他们祷告。
That keep.Pray that they will grow in knowing God's true will.
他们能够在认识神的旨意上面能够一直成长。
So last time we shared that his will, God's will in church life and in the family life.
我们以前交通过神的旨意在现在我们的家庭生活或者是教会生活上面。
And last time we shared about that God's will for us to in matter of prayer.
上一次我们交通了神的旨意在我们祷告的生活上面。
And in the Bible, God wants us to devote ourselves to prayer.
在圣经里面，神告诉我们要恒切祷告。
So we last time we share what devote or devotion means.
上次我们有交通这个恒切是什么意思
？It is to prepare for endurance, prepare for perseverance.
这里指到的是说我们要有预备。预备是长期的耐久的祷告。
Because prayer is not easy.
因为祷告实在不是一件容易的事情。
We often feel discouraged when God delayed His answer to our prayer.
我们常常会灰心当主在那里延缓回答我们的问题。
That's why not only Paul, but all those who devoted themselves to prayer encourage us, we should never give up.
为此，保罗还有所有为祷告在那里恒切祷告的弟兄们都在那里鼓励我们不要放弃。
Not only in a personal prayer, but also more so with the church prayer.
不单单是我们个人的祷告生活，更多的是指着教会的团体的祷告。
We should not expect spiritual high at the church prayer meetings.
我们也不要在那里期望教会的祷告当中会有怎样的很高的属灵的状态。
Because today Christianity becomes sentimental.
今天我们正经历很多的在这个灵性的事上的一些变化高低。
We focus on our feeling.Focus on the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. We want to feel very excited.
我们有的时候实在期待在那里想要神在那里有圣灵的浇灌，好叫我们得着奉信。
We hope that some miracles enable us to speak in tongues, feel shaken when we pray, whatever the sentimental part of our body.Can be experienced.
我们有的时候也希望能够讲方言，这个祷告的时候会得着一些神迹，这样子可以让我们里面好像感觉真的是那个很兴奋。
But prayer fundamentally is for endurance. You have to endure through the prayers.
实在祷告是一个要长期忍耐的事情。
Especially when we pray for God's purpose to be done in us.
尤其是当我们在为着神的旨意能够在我们中间成就。
It is not for ourselves, but for God's kingdom and His righteousness.
不是为着我们自己，而是为着神的国和他的义。
So we need to prepare ourselves for endurance when you come to prayer meeting.
所以当我们来到祷告聚会的时候，我们首先要预备，要有长期忍耐。
And some prayer meetings, in order to encourage brothers and sisters, because the prayer meeting actually, we can say that it's very boring.
而且我们也鼓励，我们知道弟兄姐妹需要这样子的被鼓励，因为这样子的祷告聚会常常是非常的乏味。
Because we have to persevere, we have to endure, in order to consistently be able to available, make ourselves available for prayers.
我们有需要这样子坚持恒忍让我们真是能够投入到这个祷告的事情当中。
So many brothers and sisters come to church prayer meeting only maybe once or twice and they give up.
很多弟兄姐妹来到祷告聚会当中一次两次以后就放弃了。
So we do need to, again, open our heart to listen to what God has to say about the prayer.
所以我们需要在神面前打开我们的心来听神怎样来教导我们如何祷告。
To pray primarily for God's will, God's purpose to be done in our midst and in us.
主要的是为着神在我们个人或者在我们教会身上的旨意得成就来祷告。
God will also listen to our personal prayers when we have a need.
神也听我们在我们个人祷告当中我们有需要的时候。
Usually for Christians, it comes naturally. We come to the Lord, to ask for help for our personal needs.
对我们基督徒来说，这个是常常很自然的一件事情。
And as we experience His mercy and grace,
当我们能够经历到他的恩典、他的怜悯的时候。
And we should have this thankfulness in our hearts.
我们里面需要有这个感恩的心。
So one of the key, the secret of enabling us to come to the prayer meeting and to pray is the thanksgiving.
这是一个让我们能够来到教会祷告聚会的一个秘诀，就是感恩。
So prayer should always come with the thanksgiving in the heart.
祷告必须是与这个感恩一同的。
When God answered the prayers in the past for our personal needs,
当主听我们答应我们个人需要上的祷告的时候，
and also God has given us answer to the prayer through the church meetings.
当神答应我们在祷告聚会上面的祷告的时候，
and we also want to thank God for daily provisions and His protection.
我们也求神保守和赐给我们日用所需要的。
And it was always, as we think about God's mercy and grace in the past,
当我们在那里数点神所赐给我们的恩典和怜悯的时候，
especially His great salvation through our Lord Jesus,
尤其是借着主耶稣基督赐给我们的救恩，
as we meditate and think about all these things God has done for us,
当我们在那里思想所有这一切主赐给我们的，
and in our heart we should have this gratitude and thanksgiving, so that is big secret can keep us coming to the prayer meeting week after week.
我们心中就会有这个感谢感恩，这也是我们能够每个星期来到祷告聚会的这个力量和秘密。
I remember when I was a young Christian that we had a brother who was a missionary to Nepal.
当我还是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，有一个去尼泊尔传道的一个弟兄。
And he came to share the message, and he related to us a little bit of his life as a missionary in Nepal.
他在我们中间分享信息，也在那里回忆他在尼泊尔做传道的那些经历。
He says every day he get up early and pray for 2 hours, just give God praises and thanks.
每一天早晨他早早的就起来，要有2小时之多的在那里祷告感谢赞美主。
So I think at the time when I heard it in theWhen I was young Christians, I said, how can a person pray for 2 hours and giving God thanks?
我那时候是作为一个年轻的基督徒，我实在里面有个疑问，怎么可能一个人能够祷告2小时，而且在那里只是感恩？
So I think that makes a big difference. That's why I think this brother...had the secret of praising, thank the Lord. So he could become a missionary to Nepal.
我想这个可能就是这个很大的区别，为什么这个弟兄他可以到尼泊尔去 做这个传道。
He learned through the grace of God the secret of the
prayer. 他学会了这个秘密，就是祷告的时候要把感谢赞美归给神。
So when things are about prayer, the thanksgiving, and we really need to be very serious. Do we have the gratitude for what God has done for us every day?
当我们在那里想到祷告这个感恩是这样子严肃的一件的事情的时候，我们就在每天的生活当中都来注重这件事情。
So we need to maybe more serious about saying grace at the meal.
所以呢，当我们服用饭食的时候，我们也会很严肃的来把感恩献给主。
So, and then he's in the verse 3, now he asks the bond sisters as they pray for God's will to be done in their midst. He asks them to pray for him, for his co-workers.
当他在那里要他的弟兄们祷告的时候，为着神的旨意祷告的时候，他也要求他们为他和他的同工来祷告。
He says, pray at the same time for us as well.
也要为我们祷告。
So here, we can see his humility.
这里我们可以看到保罗的谦卑。
His need for the support of other brothers and sisters.
他这里提到他需要别的弟兄姐妹的支持。
He lived in the body of Christ.
他是活在基督的身体的里面。
He did not put himself above all these other brothers and sisters.
他没有把自己放在其他弟兄姐妹之上。
He said, oh, I'm an apostle. I have a special relationship with God. So all I need, especially what God sent me to do, I can pray and God will answer my prayers. I don't need other brothers and sisters' prayer support.
他没有说我因为我使徒，我跟主的关系特别的亲近，我在主面前所祈求祷告的主都会答应，所以呢我不要别的弟兄姐妹的代祷。
Paul instead here he asked bond sisters to pray for him.
反而在这里保罗要求和请求其他的弟兄姐妹为他来祷告。
So this is a person who knows God's will.
这是一个明白神旨意的。
He knows that God's heart, not only on ourselves as individual, but more so is on His church.
他明白神的心意，不单单是在每个的基督徒的身上，更是在神的教会、基督的身体上面。
So he asked them to pray for him.
他在这里祈求别人为他代祷。
So this is a humility expressed in this request.
这里我们看见借着这个祈求看到保罗他的谦卑。
Also it shows how important that Paul knows about the prayer.
这里也让我们看见保罗知道这个祷告有多么的重要。
I think that as we grow in our spiritual life,
当我们在属灵生命上一点点长大的时候，
One thing is sure for us to learn is how much we need God's grace and mercy.
有一件事情我们非常确切的知道我们多么需要神的恩典和怜悯。
So we do know that prayer is so important for us as individuals, especially for us as a church.
我们就知道这个祷告有何等的重要，对我们每一个基督徒或者对教会都是如此。
For a personal testimony or for church testimony and service.
为着我们每个人的见证和教会在侍奉中的见证。
So Peter has this advice to us.
彼得给我们这样子的一个提醒。
The First Peter chapter 4, he had this to say at the verse 7, the end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer.
在彼得前书第四章的第七节。彼得说道，万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
So, he asks us that at this end time, in this, as we approach closer to the day of Lord's return, he says this most important thing is to prepareAnd to engage in the prayer.
在这个末世这个时候，主耶稣快要回来的时候，首当重要的就是要我们有预备，在这里就是要警醒、谨守、祷告。
So for all the services we render to God.
把所有的服事都交给主。
Most important things, services we do for God's work is prayer.
其中最重要的一个服事就是祷告。
Prayer should be the number one priority for our prayer, for our services to God.
在向着神的服事当中，第一要紧的就是祷告。
Those who serve in whatever capacity,You should ask yourself to come to the, not only you pray on yourself, but also come to the prayer meeting of the church.
若是你是有奉于教会的服事的话，你应当在神面前祈求，能够来到教会的祷告聚会祷告。
A lot of other churches, they made that as requirements.
在有不少的其他的教会，他们把这个作为是一个要求。
But we need to ask ourselves to really pray with brothers and sisters if we serve together with the other brothers and sisters.
So, 所以我们也当在神的面前寻求，若是我们是与弟兄姐妹。一同在那里服侍的，我们也应当与弟兄姐妹一同祷告。
In the last century, there's a brother. There was a brother called Charles H. Spurgeon.
在上一世纪，有一位弟兄名叫斯布珍。
And his British servant of God.
他是一个神的仆人。是一个英国人。
And when he preached on Sundays, that we're told is like 10,000, 20,000 people together, and to hear his messages.
主日当他在那里讲信息的时候，会有成千上万的人来听他的信息。
Even the Queen Elizabeth were told, love to hear his message.
甚至伊丽莎白女王都是愿意来听他的信息。
So many people like to know the secret of his service.
有很多人想来知道他这个服事 背后的秘密是什么。
And one day he showed his guest, he led them to a room.
有一次他引着他的来访者到教会的一个房间。
And he opened the door, people found there were 300 to 400 brown sisters on their knees praying.
他把门打开的时候，他们看见在这个屋里有300多个弟兄姐妹在他们的膝盖上面祷告。
And he told the guest, this is source of my strength and secret.
他告诉来访者，他说这就是我服侍力量的这个源泉和秘密。
So this brother, God used mightily in the last centuries, maybe two centuries, he's a 19th century preacher, early 20th century. So he used mightily because he found out the secret of prayer.
神可以大大的使用这位弟兄啊，也许不止一个世纪，而是在18世纪和19世纪的时候，神都大大的使用他，因为他知道祷告的秘密。
So when we gauge how effective our service is basically it's at the prayer meeting. How many brown sisters willing to come at the prayer meeting? That is the gauge. That is the measure of the services or other services.
所以我们在那里看，好，在那里衡量我们服侍是有多少的能力，主要是来看在我们的祷告聚会当中有多少的弟兄姐妹。
That's the true measurement of spiritual services.
这是一个真实的一个衡量我们在属灵的这个服事上面的力量。
If you have 10,000 people gather on Sundays, but not many brothers and sisters praying, in proportion together at the church services, church prayer service, that means that actually this testimony is not real to God.
所以当你在主日这个聚会信息聚会的时候，有上万的弟兄姐妹在那里聚集，但是呢你的祷告聚会上面却不是成比例的有更多的弟兄姐妹在那里的时候，我们可以说这个信息不是在那里为主做见证的。
So this is a Paul understood it and Holy Spirit keep telling us how important prayer is.
这也是保罗所认识的，也是圣灵一直在那里告诫我们这个祷告的重要。
So he has to work specifically on one area.
这里有一个比较特别专一的地方。
He asked God to open, he asked them to pray that God will open up to them a door for the word.
他在这里求神给我们开传道的门。
So we know it is God's will for us to share the gospel, letUnbelieving world to come to the salvation of the Lord Jesus.
神给我们一个托付，让我们把福音传给还没有信的世人。
And so Paul, that he asked a prayer for such important service of God.
他在这里祈求别人为他们祷告。为着这个福音的服事。
So he asked God to open the door, right, for the gospel. The word we can translate it as gospel message. Right? So he asked God to open the door for the gospel.
他在这里求神开传福音的门。
We know that the Holy Spirit will lead us to the place that the word gospel is needed, or Holy Spirit will bring those people who need to hear the gospel and to us.
我们可以求神带领我们去那个需要福音的地方，或者求神把需要福音的人带到我们中间。
So we do need to pray.
我们需要祷告。
Because sometimes God opens the doors and sometimes He closes the door.
因为有的时候神开门，他也关门。
Remember that in Acts 16, we have a very surprising stories.
在《使徒行传》十六章里面，我们看到有一个故事。
He says at the second missionary trip that Paul was sharing the gospel in the minor Asia, Asia Minor, today's Turkey, that area.
在保罗的第二次的巡回布道当中，看见他来到了小亚细亚，就是今天的希腊。
Of course, he wanted to preach the gospel to serve the Lord so that more people can come to know the Lord.
当然，他在那里祷告，想要把更多的福音能够传出去，让更多的人信。
But very interestingly, that it recorded that in verse 6 that.They are forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the gospel, to speak the word in Asia, in verse 6.
但是很惊讶的是圣灵却在那里禁止他们在亚细亚、小亚细亚传道。
For us, we're saying that, you know what, we need to share the gospel regardless, right? So,whether it's the in season or out of season, but here we can see that when we serve the Lord, even the things that we know God wants us to do, is we need to be very sensitive in our spirit, to be led by the Holy Spirit.
我们常常以为这个传福音应该是得时不得时都来传，但是在这里我们看见我们需要要体贴圣灵他的引领，很敏感的来听圣灵他自己的带领。
And the verse 7 it tells us that the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them.
在第七节里面说到耶稣的灵不许。
So they are prevented twice by God from preaching in that area.
这里我们看见神在那里拦阻了两次，不让他们在那个地方传道。
And at the Troas, now Paul saw the vision in the night.
所以在特罗亚这个地方，夜间保罗看见异象。
A man from Macedonia asked him to help them.
有一个马其顿人站着求保罗说，请他来帮助。
So now that he knew that it was God's will for him to preach in the Europe.
所以他知道神在那里要带领他们去欧洲传道。
Dear brother, sister, this is a God make a strategic move.That impact the whole history of Christianity.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见主在这里的改变，是在这个策略上的改变，使得整个基督教被传到欧洲。
And also not only Europe, but impact the whole world.
不仅是在欧洲，实在是影响了整个世界。
And they had a lot to do with the gospel preaching all over the world.
这个实在是关乎这个把福音传到全世界全地。
So, and then Lord Jesus, now in the Matthew 9, it tells us that when he saw the people, he felt compassion on them.
在马太第九章，我们看到主耶稣看见许多人就怜悯他们。
And he looked at them as sheep without shepherd.
因为他看见他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
So Lord Jesus taught them and shared the gospel with them.
所以主耶稣在那里教训他们，把福音传给他们。
And then he told his disciples.
于是他又对门徒说
，The actually harvest is ready.
告诉他们收的庄稼已经成熟了。
They should ask the Lord of the harvest to send out the workers in his harvest.
他告诉他们应当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
So this is a, Lord Jesus didn't say you go and preach gospel immediately.
主耶稣没有说你们赶快出去去传福音。
Instead, he said, we need to ask the Lord of the harvest to send the workers into his harvest.
而是他在那里告诉他们应当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
And very interestingly, right after that, chapter 10, is the Lord Jesus sending out the disciples or apostles to preach the gospel.
很有趣的是以后在第十章我们就看到主耶稣在那里差派他的门徒出去传福音。
So it tells us as these disciples, they prayed for the workers to be sent in the harvest, and they're actually the ones prepared the most, so God sent them.
所以当我们看见主叫他们祷告求庄稼的主派工人出去收割的时候，这些门徒他们是首先被预备好的。
Because they prayed according to what Lord Jesus told them.
因为他们照着神告诉他们的，照着主耶稣告诉他们的去祷告了。
So prepare us to serve the Lord.Prayer is most paramount.
这个祷告这件事情实在是非常的重要，非常的费力。
So that's why Paul, even though he had the gift, grace, and word of God to share the gospel out of the world, he still need prayer, not only himself devoted to the prayer,but also all other brothers and sisters to pray for him.
虽然保罗他有这样子的能力口才，但是他不单单他自己在那里祷告，他还要求别的弟兄姐妹为他代祷。
So God can open this door of opportunity to him to share the gospel.
这样子神可以开这个传道的门。
You know that at this time, Paul was imprisoned.
我们知道那个时候保罗是在监狱里的一面。
But he still had this heart to share the gospel.
但他仍然有这个心愿要传福音。
So like today, during pandemic, that we still need to have this heart on fire to share the gospel.
就像我们今天在这个瘟疫这个期间，我们里面仍然应该心里火热，有这个心愿来传福音。
So the door also means door of heart.
这个门也指着是我们的心门。
We know that the Revelation, Lord Jesus used metaphor. He was knocked, right? Behold, a knock at the door.
我们看见在启示录里面神在那里用了一个比喻。
He said, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
他说看了我站在门外叩门。
He said, anyone hears my voice, open the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me.
若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
We know that this is for Lord says to the Christians at Laodicea.
我们知道这里是主在那里向着那些在老底家的信徒们说的。
And he was not at the door, right? So we know that he actually talked about the door of the heart of these Christians.
他在这里说叩门，其实是在说是这些基督徒的那个门，那个新的门。
Because they, their hearts, the Lord was not in their heart, but they are promoting the humans to rule in that church.
因为主耶稣不在他们的心中，而是他们在那里好多的事情在那里让人来掌权。
So we see that we have a door we can open to the Lord, or we can open to the truth or not. We can close it as well.
这就看见我们有一个门，我们可以把这个门打开，向着神，向着真理，或者我们把它关闭起来。
So first of all, it is the door in our hearts, our Christians, we should allow the Lord to come in, to share his burden in his heart for reaching out to the non-believers.
首先我们需要把我们的心门打开，让主耶稣进到我们里面，把他的负担，就是向世人传福音的这个负担给我们。
And then we should also pray for the doors of those people in the world to be open to receive the Lord as their Lord and Savior.
接着我们就可以祷告，好叫神把这个心门，就是这些世人还没有信主的人的这个心门打开，来接受主耶稣为救主。
Because some Christians thought that sharing the gospel, the error was passed.
因为有的基督徒觉得我们现在传福音的这个时代已经过去。
So we need to be very careful that we know that until Lord Jesus comes, that we need to continue to share the gospel with other brothers and sisters, to the other people in the world who haven't believed in the Lord yet.
所以我们要小心谨慎在这里要坚持与弟兄姐妹一同把这个福音传给还未信主的人。
And another place we can find the door was when Lord Jesus says, we need to go through the door of inner chamber and close that door in order to pray to the Father.
还有一个地方我们看到门这个事情，就是说到我们需要进入内屋，把门关起来，向暗中的父祷告。
So again, it really fit into today's theme that again emphasized the importance of prayer.
这个也非常跟我们今天要祷告，说祷告的这个信息符合。
So it'sGod in secret and will listen to our prayer.
就说到在暗中的父，他会在暗中查看，听我们的祷告。
So one of the prayer subjects should be to share the gospel with our neighbors, with our family members, with our relatives.
有一个是传福音，就是要传给我们身边的邻居，我们的家人，我们的朋友。
We should keep praying for them.
我们需要恳切为他们祷告。
And then this also means the church prayer meeting.
这也说到我们的祷告聚会上面。
Churches should have a room for prayer.
在我们的会所，我们里面应该有一个祷告的房间。
So, every family, every Christian should have a corner in your home. So when you pray, you want to go there by yourself to pray to the Lord.
这说到我们每一个基督徒在家里面，我们应该有一个这个祷告的专用的地方。每一次我们祷告，就到那个地方来祷告。
And also, church should have a room for prayer with all the other brothers and sisters.
在会所呢，我们应该弟兄姐妹可以有一起祷告的地方。
We shut the door, shut the world, shut its distractions, and shut off the its temptations behind us. We close the door so we can pray to the Father.
所以我们就关上门，除去世界上的这些分心的事情、试探的事情，把这个世界关在门外，在那里祷告。
So this is a very important that we actually pray for the gospel outreach.
这个很重要，就是要为传福音来祷告。
And as we pray for the door, the opportunity is for the gospel message.
当我们在祷告的时候，就是为着这个福音的信息来祷告。
So we know that the word, the message, need to be based on God's word.
这个福音的信息是照着神的话语。
When Peter talk about the manifold gifts in God's house.
当彼得在那里讲到在神的家中这个百般神所赐的恩典。
One of them he says, if we speak the word of God, then we should speak word of God. If we speak for God, then we should speak the word of God.
当我们在为神说话的时候，我们说的应当就是神的话。
So we need to really base our message on the scripture, on the Bible.
所以我们必须遵照圣经上所教导的神的话语。
So we can now see that in the Hebrew 4, verse 12.
我们也能看见在希伯来书第四章的十二节中。
She said, for the word of God is living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing as far as division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵。节与骨髓都能刺入剖开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
所以在这个当中没有任何隐藏的，一切都是在主的面前，都是赤裸剖开的。
I don't know how you come to know the Lord, how you receive the salvation of the Lord.
不知道您是怎样来到主的面前来接受他的救恩的。
To me, I literally experienced what these two verses said here.
在这边按照字面上来解释这两节经节。
So when I heard the gospel,
当我听到福音的时候，
I literally felt that everything in me lay bare, open.
当我听到这个信息了以后，觉得我心中的所有这一切都敞开在我的面前。
And Holy Spirit convicted me of my sins because that is buried very deep in me and I myself even didn't notice they're there.
圣灵在那里把这个我心里面非常深的这些罪给显明出来，甚至我自己原先也不知道的。
So,That's because, thank God, that brother shared the gospel based on the word of God.
谢谢这位弟兄，因为他所传的福音是照着神的话语。
So, when we talk about the message, we have to base on the truth in God's word.
所以当我们在那里传讲神的福音，一定是要照着圣经神的真理。
And Ephesians 6 tells us that God's word is the sword of the Holy Spirit.
在以弗所书的第六章告诉我们神的这个道就是圣灵的宝剑。
And First Peter tells us that we are saved not according to the perishable seed, but according to the imperishable seed of God's word.
以德也告诉我们，我们蒙了重生，不是由于那能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子。
Because all tells us, if a person comes to me, telling me that he or she was saved, and I ask her or him, how did he come to know the Lord? How did he know he's saved? If he did not able to experience that laying bare.Of what is inside of her, then I know that her foundation, I cannot say that she is not saved yet, but it's very dangerous. So I will leave it to God to decide if he or she was saved.
当有人来到我面前告诉我他们是已经蒙主的光照得救了，我会就问他们是怎样来经历的，若是就他们不能告诉这个神的光在那里照耀，照出他们心中的隐情我就知道他们这个得救的这个基础不是那么牢靠，虽然我不敢说他们是不是真的得救，但是我会为他们祷告能够真实的得救。
I had a young man come to me, young person, and he said he wanted to be baptized. I asked him how he knew that he was saved.
有一个年轻人到我面前来说想要受浸，我就问他你是怎样得救的。
So he said he attended a gospel outreach, and he heard the gospel, and he cried.
他说他去参加一个福音聚会，听到了福音以后他哭了。
Now, I cannot baptize him because he didn't have anything else to relate that God's word is in his heart.
我不能为他受浸，因为他没有把这个神的话在他身上这个显露出来。没有见证经历神的话。
So dear brothers and sisters, when we share God's word, you have to be, when we share the message, you have to be based on God's word.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们在这里传福音讲信息的时候，一定是要照着神他自己的话和真理。
And also, we know that God's word need to be empowered.By the Holy Spirit, when we share it.
而且我们知道，当我们在那里传讲神的话语的时候，其实是因着圣灵来增加这个能力。
And the only way the Holy Spirit can empower the Word of God is through our prayer.
唯一的能够 得着这个能力，借着圣灵得着能力，是借着我们的祷告。
So Ephesians, when Paul listed all the, he asked us to check on the four armor of God.
在以弗所书里面讲到穿上神全副的军装。
And then he mentioned at the very last, he mentioned another aspect. He says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all time in the Spirit.
在最后他加上的就是说要靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求并要在此警醒不倦。
You know that, so this last phrase, actually part of the long sentence starting from that verse, he asks us to take on the full armor of God.
这个最后这句话呢其实是与说那个穿上神全副军装原来是一句话。
So from that verse, there's a couple of verses following that take up the full armor of God. And until this prayer, ask them to pray at all times, they are actually one verse, one sentence.
所以从一开始讲到披戴穿上神全副军装一直到这里讲到最后要靠着圣灵祷告。这个本来就是同一个句子。
So, brothers and sisters, prayer is very important. You know, right before this verse, he has this, the sword of Holy Spirit, right, which is the word of God.
所以我们看到这个祷告有多么重要，在这里说到这个祷告就是圣灵的宝剑。
So, after he mentioned the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and immediately he asks us to pray.
当他讲到圣灵的宝剑就是神的道理，他马上就说到我们要祷告。
And we also know that when Acts chapter 6 tells us about the first crisis at the church,
我们也知道在使徒行传里面第一次使徒们问到碰到的难处。
It's about the charity work at the church, right? Distributing the food that they need, the materials to the widows.
这是讲到教会他们在那里分发那个饭食给那些寡妇们的事上遇到的难处。
And Peter says it's notproper for us to leave the ministry of the word and to serve at the tables.
彼得在那里跟他们讲，我们离开这个传道祈祷的事情去服侍这个饭食是不合宜的。
So he asked them to select 7 deacons to help in that matter.
所以他要求教会在那里拣选七位执事来
And then he added this word, the verse 4.
接着他就在第四节里头说到
So that, but we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word.
我们要专心以祈祷传道为事
So He put the prayer first, and then the ministry of word.
在这边，彼得先说到是祷告，接着才是说到传道。
So prayer should be always the first when we share the gospel.
所以这个祈祷，这个祷告，应该是在传福音之前。
So we need to.Put it into very simple form. You don't have to be very difficult. He says, Paul later says, he wants to ask them to pray to the Lord. So you'll give him ability to make a message clear and simple.
所以呢，保罗在那里祈求再祷是让他能够把神的这个福音讲得清楚明白。
So The most powerful gospel message I heard was from this brother Billy Graham.
我听的有能力的这个福音信息呢，是从这个Billy Graham 这个弟兄所讲的。
His message so simple. A lot of brothers and sisters couldn't understand why it's so simple.
他所传讲的信息是那样子的简单。
But I felt the anointing from the message.
但我能够感觉在这信息里面的圣灵的膏油。
So whenever I heard him sharing gospel, I always felt in my heart the power of Holy Spirit.
每一次听他的这个福音信息，在我心中真是能够感觉那个圣灵的能力。
But I knew that some other brown sister didn't appreciate it.
我知道有的弟兄们不一定喜欢。
But God used him to share the message of gospel to all the world.
但是神使用他把这个福音传到世界各地。
So we need to rely on God's word and ask God's grace to make it easy and simple for all to understand.
所以我们要祷告，求主让这个福音的信息变得很简单，每一个人都能明白。
And it is not just for the preachers, but for all of us. Peter asks us to be ready all times, always.
在这里，彼得没有说是只是为了传道的人，而是说我们每一个人都要预备好。
He says in the 3:15 in the First Peter.
在彼得前书3:15，彼得说道。
So he said that for sanctify Christ as Lord in your heart, always ready to make defense to everyone.
只要心里真主基督为圣，心中。 总是预备好，有人问你们，这个心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。So
we every Christian we should have this list of God's word, memorized, know where they are, the chapter, the verses, and also how I come to the Lord, how I got to know the Lord, how I got saved, this experience, we should be ready, make that ready to share at any moment.
所以我们应当有一个单子，上面有所有的有关于福音的这些神的话语，我们知道这些话语的意思，也知道他们从哪里出来，那我们也当知道我们是怎样 来到主的面前，怎样认识主，怎样得救，和我们得救以后的这些经历都准备好，随时随地可以向人来解明。So,
dear brothers and sisters, not only we need to pray, but also we need to make a very clear presentation of what God has done in my life, in your life.
所以我们不单我们需要祷告，我们也需要预备。我们要把这些讲得很清楚，我们是怎样受主的怜悯，神是怎样在我们身上拯救我们的。You
don't have to prepare a sermon, but in the Luke 24:47, it tells us Lord Jesus specifically tells us what to share in the gospel. He says in the Luke 24:47, he said, and that repentance for forgiveness of sins will be proclaimed in his name to all the nations.
Verse 47. 节讲到的，就是说到我们要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
So we need to pray without sharing. Preparation, it should be this two part, right? How did I repent? Right? How I experienced forgiveness from God when I repented.
所以我们要预备好，一个是要祷告，一个是要预备。讲的是主要是两个方面，一个就是我如何悔改，还有一个就是我如何悔改以后得着赦罪。
So only these two points we should prepare, and it's simple, make it easy to understand. So that's how even Paul, Apostle Paul, pray to the Father to give him that grace.
我们就在这两点上面准备，要准备的把它简单，把它清楚，这也是保罗他在神面前这样子来预备的。
And he says in Ephesians, he said, for this he became an ambassador in chains.
他在以弗所书也提到，他说我为这福音的奥秘做了带锁链的使者。
He was in chain. He was imprisoned.
他是带着锁链，是被关在监狱里面。
For us, maybe we give up. But Paul still had his heart, wanted to share the gospel, whatever opportunity God gave him.
也许我们在那个情况下面，我们就会放弃了。但是呢，保罗他心中仍然有这个负担，要把这个福音传出去。
So during this pandemic, we all locked down, even though now have a limited opening.
我们在这个瘟疫这段时间当中，我们都被限制了，不能行动。虽然我们可以有一些些的开放
，But we still need to have this heart of sharing the gospel to our friends, to our neighbors, our colleagues, and continue to pray for them.
所以我们仍然需要有这个负担，向我们的邻居、我们的朋友、我们的同事。
And then we can also prepare how to share our testimony to them.
我们也要预备我们如何来向他们做见证。
Now it's new normal, everything online. So we should pray if we can have a gospel meeting as a body of Christ. See that God will give us grace for that.
在现在这个新的这个就是所有这些聚会都是在网上的这样的聚会的一个新的正常的情形下面，我们应当祷告能够在网上有这样的福音聚会，作为教会，作为这个基督的身体来传福音。
Because now people all over the world suddenly in 6 months ago thatSuddenly, whatever we rely on as normal, and it just suddenly disappeared. Everything, just like the floor, the earth, we stand underneath our feet, suddenly opened, and we lost this footing.
在六个月之前开始有这个瘟疫的时候，好像突然间我们原先以为一切正常的惯例的这些事情都一下子都垮掉了，就好像我们所站的这个地一下子塌下去我们都没有地方可站的一样。
So maybe this is time all the people in the world ask why there's a void in their heart to want to know the purpose.
在这个时间可能特别有人会问为什么会这样子发生，在他们心中有这个空缺他们需要来求为什么。
So let's we all pray for the grace from God to open the door for us for to share the gospel.
所以我们一起在神的面前来求神赐给我们这个恩典，让我们能够打开这个传福音的门来传福音。
So we want to thank the Lord. This is a conclusion of our sharing.
我们感谢主，我们今天的交通信息就到这里。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们再有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for your grace so that we can gather together to share your word, to listen to your word.
我们感谢你这样子的恩典，我们可以在这里一起来分享你的话，来听你自己的话。
May we pray that you will give us an opportunity to share the gospel according to your will.
主啊，我们向你祈求，把这样子的机会赐给我们，好叫我们为你来传福音。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.